Hey everybody, Kurt Molly here, social media ad genius. Super excited to have you here. So on this blog post, I want to talk about the conversion pixel. You know, a lot of people have a lot of questions about the Facebook conversion pixel, and we're actually going to do this in a two-part video to make this really easy for you. You're actually going to look over my shoulder, look at a couple of the campaigns that we do. They're going to show you why this conversion pixel is so important. So keep in mind, the Facebook tracking conversion pixel doesn't actually track conversions that well. I know that sounds really weird. It's labeled a tracking conversion pixel, but that's a whole other subject. Basically, what a conversion pixel is, it's this little code that Facebook will give you that you can put on a website. So whenever people hit certain pages on your website, Facebook knows that a goal has been reached. This is great for people who opt in to maybe an email address or possibly purchase a product or service or sign up for your email list. There's lots of different things that you may want to track. But here's one of the most important things I can tell you. Facebook will profile your traffic according to these goals that you're going to set on pages. So what's going to happen that's absolutely just amazing, Facebook will optimize your traffic for you. You know, on a lot of other ad networks, you have a cost per click or cost per impression and how am I going to get my ads out in front of tons of people. Facebook will do all the hard work for you. Now, I'm going to show you exactly what that means. We're going to jump inside of one of my accounts, actually our social media ad genius account. I'm going to take you through a couple of ads real quick to show you how Facebook will do the heavy lifting, reward you greatly, and then we're going to show you how to do it step by step in part number two that you're going to see next week on our blog. So let's go ahead and jump right on in. Let's look right over my shoulder at just a couple of our ads. All right, so jumping right on in here, take a look at one of the ads that we have set up. Now, we're going to show you exactly how to layer the pixel here in just a little bit. This part right here in the custom category is super important for your ads. Now, we're going to hide some of the interest, but look what we have here. 32 leads, you need 133 website clicks. So what does that mean? So that's 32 leads divided by 133. Okay, I get a 24% opt-in into my email list. I mean, not bad. I'm running this in the news feed of the mobile, getting 24% of the people to opt in. But by hitting just a couple of buttons, watch what changes. Look at this. So here's a video that we're running right now. Videos are very, very powerful. But look at this, 9 website clicks and 11 leads. I mean, almost over 80% of the people who go to this one page opt in. But what if we could scale it? I mean, there's only 11 leads here. Well, let's take a look at the next one. So look, we take the same kind of picture, go after the same kind of targeting, hit one other button. Look, 16 leads and then 34 website clicks. It's 50%. But again, that's only 16 leads. How do we scale it? Well, what about this? We start scaling. Look at this, 487 leads. So 487 leads divided by 1656. Well, that's a 30% opt-in. I mean, this is absolutely cold traffic. Hit a couple more buttons, run it just a little bit more. Let me show you what's going to even happen from here. Look at this. What about when we turn on that special button? Look, 302 leads and 400 website clicks. This is direct cold traffic that we get a 76% opt-in on. This is absolutely huge. And again, Facebook's doing all the work. Let's take a look at another one. Look at this, 215 leads and 224 website clicks. I mean, I'm so dang excited, it's even hard for me to explain it. Look at that, 96% of the people that once they watch this video and click over to the website, they are gonna opt in. I'm telling you, videos are huge right now on Facebook. We're going to talk more about that later. But this layering the pixel, this setting up the conversion funnel can literally make a huge difference in your business. So make sure you check out the entire blog article. Make sure you watch part two because we're going to show you how Facebook's going to do all the heavy lifting and how you're going to insert your conversion pixels and layer the pixel. That is going to help you out a ton as you scale up your traffic to give you predictable results. So I hope you enjoyed today's video. Look forward to next week's blog post where I'm going to show you step by step how to make this happen.